I think, you know, especially getting into training camp, there's a lot of running. You know, you have the pads on again. It is a lot of guys are prone to kind of lose weight during that time. But I really think it's just about continuing to lift hard as much as I can to kind of keep that mass on, and obviously eating well.
Like I said, they could see that you can make plays and you're a playmaker. How do you get over the concern that the added weight takes away your natural ability to make plays?
I don't think that it does. You know, and honestly, I feel as good. I feel better than I did last year at a lighter weight. I feel like it hasn't slowed me down at all. So I don't plan on that being an issue.
What's your approach going into this game? More of an opportunity probably for you for on this defense?
Yeah, I think just to try and improve upon last year, there's a lot of things that I learned about kind of taking care of myself. And, really the season is long. And, just being kind of a little bit more mentally prepared for that. And really it's mentally stressful on you as much as it is physically. Just coming in, almost it feels like the same thing, looking at a lot of the same film. But it really is important, that film work, and staying on top of, keeping yourself healthy.
Dean was talking about how he's much freer with his techniques now, much more stable, and it's going to help him, obviously, in this year. What can you look back, when you made a mistake in technique, what did you learn about how easy it is to get pushed out of position or beaten by a guy across?
Yeah, it's really easy, and I think, I was just listening a little bit to what Dean was just saying, and I think he's absolutely right that, last year was a lot of just, I just want to do my assignment, and the more comfortable you become with your assignment, the more leeway you can kind of have to go out of your assignment as long as you, do it wisely to make plays.
Kyler, obviously, the opportunity is there these 3 days with Clay and Nick gone. What do you focus on? What do you want to accomplish during those 3 days with the extra reps that you're getting here?
I think it still is the same mindset, that I've had before. It's just come to work every day and get better. I've had a lot of opportunities to go against all the guys, to go against Dave and Balaga as well. And so, those are definitely great opportunities to work against two of the best tackles in the league.
So those lessons that you learned last year, it's kind of one of those things, you don't know what you don't know until you've been through it, right?
Right,
That's got to make
people
you
can tell you all the time, how long the season is, all these different things, but it really, the experience is, I'm learning is a big, big thing in the league.
And you've set the stage now for this year, 1 to year 2 jump we talk about all the time, because you now know those things, right? Does it make you both physically and mentally prepared for this opportunity? Like, it just seems like everything's kind of coming together.
Yeah, yeah, and the coming in as a rookie, you don't have a break. That's what I heard that too. Coming in, like, your rookie year is your hardest year because you go straight from training before your senior year of college to straight into training for the combine, the senior bowl, whatever it may be. So it's nonstop for almost 2 straight years. So, getting your body right during that off time after the season is huge and was huge for me. And like I said, I feel a lot better physically now coming into this off season, as well as, mentally I feel a lot more comfortable with the playbook.